Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Everton of the Paulus Fathers. It is decision time. In today's first reading from the book of Joshua and the Gospel of John, Joshua puts before the people a question. Who are you going to serve? Are you going to serve the alien gods who have done nothing for you except to take you into exile and enslave you? Or are you going to serve the Lord, who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of slavery, and set you free? In the gospel, Jesus promises an intimate and lasting presence to his disciples, accomplished through the meal, the eating and drinking of his very body and blood. Jesus says, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you will have no life in you." Many of the disciples, when they heard this, found it far too difficult to accept or even to hear, and they walked away. Jesus then turns to his closest disciples, the apostles, and asks, "Are you going to leave me as well?" And Peter says, "Lord, where can we go?" The question asked in today's readings are asked of us. There are many things in the church in the present moment that we find disgusting, even vile. We long for something better. We look for someone to blame. But in the end, it's just us and what we have become. This is in no measure an excuse, far from it. Our church needs to be healed. We need to be healed. We need to be healed of the disease of clericalism, of priests and bishops who think they are better than or more important than those they are supposed to serve. Any grab or even the appearance of grabbing for power and prestige must be cut down, laid low, so that all of us are equals around the table of the Lord. The most important thing in the community of faith is not the church. It's not the bishops, or the priests, or even the laity. The most important thing in the community of faith is the table of the Lord. The table of the Lord's Word, where we share one another's stories through listening to the stories of our ancestors. And the table of the Eucharist, where we gather around this weekend so that we, like the first disciples, can consume the very life of God by eating the body and blood of Jesus Christ. I do not blame anyone for wanting to leave the church at this moment in time. It's very understandable. But I can only ask the question of myself, where can I go? The Pope, the bishops, even the local priests, they won't change my life very much. I've never gotten a call from the Pope. I don't recall the last phone call I got even from a bishop. They don't change our lives very much, mostly because they don't seem connected with us, or even with us at times. It is only around the table of God's Word and the table of the Eucharist that we celebrate together, that we can be lifted out of the darkness of inaction and paralysis and into calls for action, for an all-inclusive church and an equal new life together.